Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Renewable Energy Financial Modeling by Matthias Prosser is a practical professional guide focused on how to build and use financial models for renewable energy projects. Positioned as a step-by-step workbook rather than a purely conceptual finance text, it concentrates on the modeling needs most common in wind, solar, and battery energy storage system projects, including standalone and hybrid configurations. The book's purpose is to help readers translate project assumptions into coherent forecasts, evaluate project economics, and present outputs that are useful for investment decisions and financing discussions. A central feature highlighted in public listings is a best practice example Excel model that the book walks through in detail, using worked examples and scenario setups to show how inputs and structures change across technologies. The emphasis is on project finance style modeling, cash flow timing, returns, and financing effects, with a clear tilt toward real-world usability for developers, investors, lenders, and advisors. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a structured process for building renewable energy project models. A distinguishing theme of the book is its structured, step-by-step approach to constructing a renewable energy financial model. Instead of treating modeling as a collection of disconnected spreadsheet tricks, it frames modeling as an ordered build where each module supports the next. In practice, this means starting with clear input assumptions, then moving through operating forecasts and cash flow logic, and only then layering financing and investor metrics on top. For renewable projects, that discipline matters because small errors in timing, sign conventions, or circular dependencies can materially distort outputs such as debt service coverage or equity returns. The book's positioning suggests an emphasis on best practice habits that improve auditability and usability, including separating inputs from calculations, keeping scenario switches transparent, and ensuring outputs reconcile to the underlying cash flows. By grounding the model build in a repeatable process, the approach is meant to help professionals produce models that can be shared with counterparties and updated as project assumptions evolve through development, financing, and operations. Secondly, using a best practice example Excel model as the learning backbone. Public descriptions consistently highlight that the book includes and explains a best practice example Excel model, Axel model, and that the narrative uses walkthroughs and worked examples tied to that model. This matters because renewable energy modeling is highly implementation-driven. Readers often understand the concept of a cash flow statement or a return calculation, but struggle to translate concepts into a robust spreadsheet structure that holds up under scenario changes. By anchoring explanations in an example model, the book can show not just what to calculate, but how to build it in a way that remains consistent across technologies and financing structures. The example model is described as covering multiple scenarios, which implies a design focused on flexibility changing project type or configuration without rebuilding the spreadsheet from scratch. For practitioners, the value is practical transfer, the ability to adapt the patterns and modules from the example into their own internal templates, and to understand why certain layout and calculation choices are considered best practice in professional project finance modeling. Thirdly, technology-specific scenario modeling for wind, solar, BES, and hybrids. The book is explicitly positioned around scenario modeling for wind, solar, battery energy storage systems, and hybrid combinations such as wind plus storage and solar plus storage. This scope reflects how renewable development increasingly involves mixed assets and more complex revenue or dispatch considerations than single technology plants. Even when the finance framework is consistent, each technology introduces different drivers that a model must represent cleanly: generation profiles and availability for wind and solar, and charge-discharge behavior and cycling for storage. Hybrids add another layer because the model must stay coherent when two asset types share a site, interact operationally, or are evaluated as one investment. By covering standalone and hybrid cases, the book signals an intent to provide a modeling template that is not locked to a single asset class for readers. The important takeaway is less about any one technology and more about how to design a model architecture that can be extended across project types while preserving clarity, consistency, and decision usefulness. Fourthly, project finance cash flow mechanics, debt sizing, and equity returns. Another core topic is the project finance orientation of the modeling, projecting cash flows, understanding financing effects, and evaluating returns. Renewable assets are commonly financed using structures where lenders focus on predictable cash generation and coverage. So the model must translate operating performance and contracted or market revenues into cash available for debt service. Public summaries indicate the book covers project finance fundamentals alongside modeling, which suggests attention to how debt and equity interact with the project cash flow profile. in modeling terms. That typically means building cash flow statements that link revenues and costs to operating cash flow, then applying financing logic to derive debt service coverage measures and residual cash flows to equity. The aim is to enable readers to assess bankability and investment attractiveness using consistent outputs. By treating debt sizing and return analysis as integral to the model rather than as an afterthought, the book is positioned to help readers build tools that support real transactions, including discussions among developers, lenders, and investors. Lastly, risk framing through scenarios and sensitivity analysis, renewable projects are exposed to uncertainties that are best explored through structured what-if analysis. And the book highlights scenario modeling as a key capability, while specific techniques are not detailed in the limited public material. The emphasis on scenarios and worked examples strongly implies an approach where key drivers can be flexed and their impact observed on outputs such as cash flows and returns. For renewable energy, this is particularly relevant because the economics can be sensitive to changes in production assumptions, operating costs, revenue terms, curtailment or downtime, and financing parameters. Scenario and sensitivity tools also support communication. They let analysts show stakeholders how robust a project is under downside cases rather than relying on a single base case. Forecast. The value of this topic is practical decision support. A well-designed model does not just compute a single answer. It helps teams compare configurations, understand trade-offs, and identify which assumptions matter most. By integrating scenario capability across wind, solar, storage, and hybrids, the book aligns modeling practice with how renewable investments are actually evaluated. In conclusion, renewable energy financial modeling is best suited to practitioners who need to build or review renewable energy project models that are credible in investment and financing. And financing contexts, developers can use it to create repeatable modeling templates for screening opportunities and refining business cases as projects move toward financing. Investors and analysts gain a clearer way to link technical and commercial assumptions to cash flow outcomes and investment returns. Lenders and advisors benefit from a modeling approach that supports transparency, scenario testing, and consistent presentation of key outputs used in credit and valuation discussions. The practical benefit is the combination of process and implementation. Many finance books explain project finance concepts, and many spreadsheet resources teach generic modeling techniques, but fewer resources focus directly on renewable energy modeling across wind, solar, storage, and hybrid projects, while also providing a best practice example model to learn from. That positioning helps the book stand out. It is not only about understanding metrics, but about constructing a model architecture that can be adapted across common renewable project types. For readers who want actionable modeling capability rather than theory alone, the blend of structured guidance, worked examples, and renewable-specific scenarios makes it a differentiated entry in the Renewable Project Finance Toolkit. If you would like to support Matthias Prosser, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.